With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump tours some of the devastation in the southeastern U.S. in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
We're here today to stand in complete solidarity with the people of Georgia and with all of those suffering in the terrible aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
Former president says he stands with those who are suffering.
Our hearts are with you, and we are going to be with you as long as you need. It's called an hour of need. You're in our prayers.
Also at SRNnews.com, workers at ports from Maine to Texas are set to strike tonight in what could be the most disruptive walkout to the U.S. economy in decades. Could stop the flow of household goods, clothing, toys, cars right before the holiday kickoff. International Longshoremen's Association says its members will walk out unless there's a new contract. The Biden-Harris administration says it will not intervene. The Pentagon is sending a few thousand troops to the Middle East to bolster security and to defend Israel if necessary.
Israel, over the past 2 weeks or so, has killed virtually all of Hezbollah's top leaders. That was capped by this massive airstrike over the weekend that killed Hassan Nasrallah, the man who has led Hezbollah for the past three decades. The question now is whether Israel is going to carry out a ground offensive in Lebanon. Israeli military officials say no decision's been made, but that they are prepared if they do get the order.
Correspondent Joe Federman. Lawyers for New York City Mayor Eric Adams are asking a judge to toss one of the federal charges he's facing, filing a motion Monday, arguing the bribery charge should be dismissed. Adams was indicted on five charges that he accepted bribes from Turkish officials and funneled the money into his campaign as contributions. He's denied any wrongdoing, and he has vowed to stay in office. This is SRN News. America remains a divided country when it comes to religion, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Public Religion Research Institute has made a survey of faith all across the country, down to the county level. And what it reveals is what you might expect. The counties with the highest concentrations of white evangelical Protestants are all in the South, states like Alabama and Mississippi. By contrast, the counties where people are most likely to be atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion are in New England or the far West. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The lower house of Russia's parliament approves the first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning or sex change operations is legal. The measure needs to pass two more readings before being sent to the upper house and then to President Putin. It follows a series of other laws designed to curb the queer trans agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. A major business deal.
In a deal years in the making, DirecTV is buying Dish along with Sling TV from EchoStar. The satellite company has been looking for ways to compete, and the deal reflects how dominant streaming services have become for video delivery. Two decades ago, the FCC blocked a prospective merger, citing antitrust concerns over what would have been an $18.6 billion deal. Now, DirecTV is acquiring their rivals for a payment of $1 plus the assumption of debt. DirecTV says that combined, they and Dish have lost 63% of their satellite customers since 2016. Their goal now is to lure back consumers who want smaller, tailored packages of content at a lower price point. I'm Jennifer King.
Stellantis announced it is recalling 194,000 plug-in hybrid electric Jeep SUVs. It's to address fire risk. 2020 through 2024 model year Jeep Wrangler, 2022 through 24 Jeep Grand Cherokee plug-ins. More details at SRNnews.com.